Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, Mayville. I used to stomp around Mayville there every now and then when I lived up north. Anyway, my manners here. The first personal here is Dave. Delta Alpha. Warren. I'm in Warren. I'm in a house on a UV5RM there, Roger.
Well, Roger, that's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. First name is Harris Page, Papa Alpha India, Golf Echo. I'm on a Motorola CDM 1550LS right now. And then I use a UV5R as my backup portable there.
Yeah, Roger that, Paige. Well, I'm a newbie, so as my first radio, I got a performance antenna on order for it, but this is all I'm running right now, is just a UV5RM. I suppose if I start really getting into it, I'd probably, upgrade to something nicer, 10-watt ICOM or something, but for now, I guess this one serves me pretty well. It's not bad for a cheap handheld there, go ahead.
Yeah, definitely not. I went through some other handhelds in the day, but whenever you get into something new, you don't want to spend a whole lot of money in the beginning. You know, spend 50, 75 bucks, whatever it is, I don't know how much the 5Ms are. I know you can get the regular 5Rs, you can get them for like 20-something bucks brand new now. And, it's a cheap investment to see whether you like the hobby or not. And then as you get into it or get into other things, then you can upgrade, from there.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I bought a pair of these. I can't remember how much, but I bought it came in pairs, and a good friend of mine, Frank, WSFT902, I gave him one, and we went through the FCC, Jesus Christ, but we got our licenses finally after, I'm sure you had to get your license, you know what we had to go through. And, like I said, we're newbies, and we talk about, maybe upgrading sometime if we really get into it. The only upgrade I plan on doing here right now is I've been told about these Ngoya antennas. They're supposed to be, like, really good. So I got one on order there, Roger.